those.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, and we are standing by for an update from California, where authorities have found the body of the shooter who not only killed 10 people last night in Monterey Park, but tried to carry out a second attack. CBS's Steve Futterman explains.
One of the big breaks authorities got was when people who saw the gunman leave this second dance club said he was driving what they described as a white cargo van. Police immediately went out. They began looking for it. They did finally spot it. And eventually, a standoff took place in a parking lot at a shopping mall around 30 miles from Monterey Park.
Authorities still don't have a motive. More fallout for President Biden now over more documents found at his home in Delaware. Ohio Republican Mike Turner.
The chain of custody here is going to be important because we know that these were in Joe Biden's hands and Joe Biden's control. And then it ended up behind his Corvette in his garage and in his office that he did not control, and also throughout his house.
It's unclear what level of classification these new documents have. On Capitol Hill, members of Congress are already clashing on raising the debt ceiling. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Many more moderate centrist House Republicans, those who are traditional Republicans, are looking at this and they don't want to get in front of McCarthy. They know he has to meet with Biden in the coming weeks and tell the president he wants this and that in terms of a deal. But if a deal falls apart, they're starting to have back channel conversations of could a coalition of 10 to 15 House Republicans get together with 200 plus House Democrats to get a clean extension through the House.
A controversial new film premiered this weekend at Sundance.
The film is called Justice, and it looks into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh before he was confirmed by the U.S. Senate. The film, which debuted to a sold-out theater at Sundance, was made under intense secrecy. It focuses on allegations made by Kavanaugh's Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez. Her allegations were detailed in a New Yorker article in 2018. Ramirez's allegations are separate from those that came to light during the confirmation hearings, which detailed the accounts of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who claimed Kavanaugh assaulted her when they were both teenagers. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Today marked the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris decried its reversal in Florida.
The right of every woman in every state in this country to make decisions about her own body is on the line. And I've said it before, and I will say it again, how dare they?
More than a dozen states have passed new laws restricting abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe last year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There's a new report that sheds light on New York City's dining scene since the pandemic started.
A new study from NYU shows New York City's outdoor dining program led to a 12-time increase in the dining scene. 12,000 cafes, bars, and restaurants have set up tables on sidewalks or in parking lanes since the initiative launched in June 2020 to spark interest in dining out during the pandemic. As more workers return to offices in the city, lunchtime crowds have also increased. Ocean Prime in Manhattan reports lunch sales were up almost 80% last year compared to 2021. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
More than 1,000 people honored Lisa Marie Presley at a memorial this morning at Graceland in Memphis. The singer, songwriter, and daughter of Elvis Presley died earlier, a little over a week ago, rather, after suffering a heart attack. The 54-year-old was buried on the property last week. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile when you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ooh.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Iftikhar there, and some new music from them. That was End of the Road, Build Me Up. That was Build Me Up, and then before that, we heard End of the Road. Now we're on track. I got everything figured out now. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. It's Saturday night, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you all along here with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dude, Blame It on Kane, that was an amazing half hour right there. I enjoyed that.
They were a lot of fun, Jimmy.
They really were. And their new album, EP, is out right now. You can grab it. All the information is on their Facebook page. Blame It on Kane. It's pretty cool. I hear another voice in the background. Is Terry here? I turn on Terry's
I think you
mic?
Should turn her microphone on.
Yeah, I'm here. I talked with them out in the parking lot,
And I got to listen to a little bit of the set as I was driving over here. You guys, that was really, really fun to listen to.
It was good, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they're true. And what nice, nice people. Oh, my gosh. Way to go. Way to go to them. And coming from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, Terry Barr?
I am good. And so I went with a friend to the Van Gogh exhibit.
Fancy.
Really cool.
How was it?
Really cool. A little trippy, too. So you guys...
A little psychedelic,
A little bit. You sit down on the floor, and it just kind of happens all around you. And we decided the only thing that would have been even crazier if they were doing this in 3D. It's wild.
Oh, so it was like a projection show. They were.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
On all the walls... On the floor and the ceiling.
Where was this held?
This is over at Greenway Station. I think my friend said it used to be the DSW shoe store. And now that's an art space.
No kidding.
They made it an art space. But, you know, of course we joked. I said, get early tickets if we're going to go do this. And she calls me and she's like, I have tickets at 5:30. I'm like, oh, honey. And you can't say no then. So.
Yeah, right.
But well, it was great. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me still come in the door.
Oh, we're glad you're here.
You're just in time because After August is going to be here after 9 o'clock. Greg and Bob are coming in. We're going to track through their new CD. Super excited.
Is it true they were in the Getaway Drivers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And all of a sudden they just said, we're done.
Yeah.
We don't want to be the Getaway Drivers anymore.
They pulled the plug on it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear the whole story, I'm sure.
Oh, it's going to be a good story.
Coming up after 9 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
You know, something else I want to bring up here. The Whammies, right now, they are active. What is that? The Wisconsin Association?
No, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
There you go.
Yeah, the nominations are open right now. I guess you can go there to whammy.org, WAMI.org, to nominate bands. It's much like the Mamas.
Huh, okay.
Rocker, you knew a little bit about the Whammies. Is there a charity behind it? Or
It's a nonprofit. I was on the board back in 2004.
Of course you were.
Wisconsin Area Music Industry. Right. You know, we were looking at how the awards are given away, how the nomination process was working at the time. So they do a lot of things similar to Mamas. In fact, I think the Mamas are, you know, more modeled after the Whammy than anything, really, you know. And Whammy was... you know, they are Wisconsin, but I think they were seen, at least for many years, I mean, they've been around for at least 30 years, as a Milwaukee entity. And they've always tried to grow outside of Milwaukee, but I think the rest of the state has always kind of seen them more as Milwaukee. But they do represent the entire state, I guess, at some point, giving away awards in the different zones. And then the Mamas came, and, you know, so we have a couple of them here in Wisconsin.
I think the Fox Valley has some sort of award ceremony too, if I'm not mistaken. I would have to research that. I think I saw Appleton had something,
and Rockford has the Rammies.
Of course it does.
Well, whatever the case is, I mean, when opportunity knocks, answer the door. If you're in a band and you want to get your music out to the masses,
and yes, you do,
and of course you do. Of course, send us your music here to maxincradio@gmail.com. But get a hold of the Whammies. Get your music in. Get your fans excited to vote for you.
Yes, from all over Wisconsin. Let's represent.
Absolutely. All right, we got music coming up. I've got some new Amelia Ford. She's going to Nashville. She was on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple, what was it, last week, I think we had a
couple weeks ago. I was here. Yep.
Fro, that's who we're going to play sooner than later. And he was on the show last week.
Okay.
He's from New York City. He's pretty cool. Right now, though, I love this song just because it kind of makes me want to dance a little bit. I don't know. Jimmy K dancing away? What?
Oh! We have proof that it really happens.
Wolves and sheep, love and hate.
Oh, this is a good song.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
My hands, mine, I hate bees. I love birdies, I hate bugs, but I love cheese.
I love the
where your hips keep on rocking in those ripped jeans.
I hate broccoli, I love dolls, I love bees. I hate mosquitoes, I love running.
Man, I love green.
I love the trees and the dirt, but I hate bees.
I still love the dirt, eating bushes while I puff trees.
I love tractors, I love bunnies, I hate flies.
I hate slackers, I love venom, I hate lies. I hate the government, I hate taxes.
I love pies, I love everybody and love it when I crush fries. I love kisses, I love dogs.
I hate blondes, I hate my life, and I really love to blame God.
I love Jesus, I love Santa.
I hate Chrissy, you love America. I hate change, but I love beer.
Why does everybody hate on me? I'd rather watch a monkey bleed. Hey, I hate your face if you don't look like me. I hate that media that I hate to read. Hey, I love anything bad for me. I hate your lies, I love to see. No more lies, see no blacks for me. I lost the love and I hate I need. Hey,
school.
I love sports, I hate the traffic.
But I love riding my skateboard.
I love violence.
Man, I love it when that train roars.
I hate to read the fake news, I love another fake war.
I love yogurt, I love slides, I love swings. I love swimming, I love daddy, I love strength.
I love guns, I hate work.
I love fun, I hate greens.
I love getting paper, but hate everything that ain't free. I hate conservatives, I hate liberals.
I love sleep, I love my teddy bear.
I hate people.
I love treats, I love puppets, I hate chairman.
I love sweets,
I love coffee. I love juice
and I love freaks.
Why does everybody hate on me? I'd rather watch a monkey bleed. I hate your face if you don't look like me. I hate the media that I hate to read. I love anything bad for me. I hate your lies, I love to see. Look me in the eye, see the blacks for me. I lost the love and I hate I need. Why does everybody hate on me? I'd rather watch a monkey bleed. Your face if you don't look like me. I hate the media that I hate to read. I love anything bad for me. I hate your lies, I love to see. Look me in the eye, see the blast for me. I love the love that I hate, I need.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is Lindsay from Sexy Esther, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Business.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Sexy Esther there and Pin Up from that self-titled CD from 2014, I believe, without looking. Emilio, yeah, 2014. Ooh. It was a long time ago.
Wow.
I hope Sexy Esther comes out with some new music soon.
Me too.
I really, really
I do. Second that.
Amelia Ford, before that, in her song Outlaw Out Loud, she has a show coming up as soon as I get it in front of me. What is live radio, Terry Barr?
I know, I always live say it is Terry live Barr. Radio, everyone. There it is. Indeed, yes.
Amelia Ford is playing at the Hop Yard in Appleton on Sunday, January 29th. And I wish I could go see Amelia.
She's outstanding.
Well, Jimmy, I think we'll be in Green Bay soon.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
We're broadcasting. We're on the air there. Rocker's really excited about Green Bay. He's picturing rock stardom in Green Bay.
Why not?
Green Bay, we're
Why
coming for you.
Not?
I'm in you. I'm in you.
Oh, whoa.
All right, then.
Nobody heard of Frank Zappa? Come on now.
Oh, boy.
That's great. All okay. right. Coming up, After August is coming in. Terry,
yes.
You're responsible for After August.
I am. I'm so excited about this.
I know about the Getaway Drivers, yes. Of course. So
yes.
I'm super excited to learn about After August. It's a brand new project that they've been working on. And we're going to meet Greg and Bob here in a moment, and we're going to spill the beans.
Yes.
For you.
Why they went from the Getaway Drivers to something else.
Right.
Something new, something different.
Terry, you have some bar notes for us. We'll get into, we'll do them later, but if you want to tease it a little bit.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. A big, big name coming to Harley Fest in Milwaukee. You know, why do I end up always having like sad news too?
Yeah.
A venue that we have enjoyed as a music location, some changes there, and a big move for a Green Bay duo. All okay, right. That's enough.
That's all coming up in Bar Notes, along with Fro is next on Max Inc. Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News special report. Investigators are still searching for a motive in a mass shooting that left 10 people dead at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California. But in the last hour, we did find the body of the shooter who killed himself after police tracked him down in a white van. LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
As Torrance officers pulled behind the vehicle, the white van entered a shopping center parking lot. When officers exited their patrol vehicle to contact the occupant, they heard one gunshot coming from within the van.
A SWAT team swarmed the vehicle and hours later ultimately discovered the shooter's body. He's being described as an Asian man, but authorities have not released his identity or any reasons behind the attacks last night. At least 10 people were killed as folks celebrated the Chinese New Year in Monterey Park. 10 others were injured in that massacre. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy's takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the
poem that we all know, the famous Ride. The poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. That is Fro. He's from New York, and he moved to Madison. That's kind of in reverse of what most people do. Most people move from Madison to New York, right. But not Fro, but it's our win. Because
we are lucky, yes. Yeah,
he has a show coming up at the Rooster and Rocker. He was in last week, and there's an archive. You can hear the interview last week. He spilled all the beans and gave us all the info. Really cool guy, too.
Awesome. Harold Davis, that's his name. Nice. Harold Fro Davis. Yeah, he came out from New York City, and he loved Madison because, you know, you don't necessarily need a vehicle. You got public transportation.
How about
you can make it around this city, make it to all the cool places. Mm-hmm. Or if you're over on Willie Street there where I think he's over on the east side, you can walk everywhere.
Yeah, you can. Madison Metro is good, but you can walk.
We wish him much happiness and much music while he's here. That's awesome.
Great guitar player right now. He's focusing a little on solo stuff, but I asked him, hey, by summer, are you going to have a band together?
Gee.
Put the pressure on him.
Yeah, come on,
summer
man.
Festival time.
GBK, rocker Terry Barr, broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, everyone.
First night, I understand, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome to all of you. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Civic Media is really growing. We got a lot of great shows on this network of stations all over the state. And we want to celebrate. So we're doing the $1 million advertising giveaway.
$1 million.
$1 million in advertising.
$1 million.
This is your chance to work with Civic Media and the really cool sales staff here to custom make an advertising campaign promoting your business. And the best part about this giveaway, you could do that for free.
Yes.
Now, there's an application date of only Thursday, January 26th.
That's coming up.
It is. You could go to civicmedia.us/million and fill out the little entry form. You'll get a reminder on Thursday the 26th to fill out the application. We only have $1 million of advertising to get away. So once it's gone, you know, Terry?
Yeah, yep. And they're giving it away in chunks of anywhere from $5,000 for an ad campaign up to $20,000.
That could be huge.
That could be amazing.
Tell me what small business that could not use that bump.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
We're all small business owners here, and I wish I could do it, but, you know, I'm doing this show instead.
The old Kellogg's cereal rule.
Yeah, right.
If your parents work for Kellogg's, you can't sign up for this free giveaway.
Oh, brutal.
Imagine all the sad faces on those kids. But when you go to civicmedia.us/million, make sure you tell them Max Inc. Radio sent you there, and you support local music. Mm-hmm. That's always happy. And plus, make sure you check out all the terms and conditions. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway right here on Civic Media. Terry, you got some bar notes for us.
I do. Here we go. Okay. Harley Fest. Always a big deal. But this year they're celebrating a big anniversary in Milwaukee at the Harley Museum. Details are still coming out, but a little birdie told me, guess who they're going to have as their headliner?
You already found out.
I did. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Is it public knowledge?
I'm waiting to find out for you.
Are you breaking the news here?
I am breaking it right here.
Yeah, we're hearing
you guys,
it for
this
the first
is bananas.
Time.
It's the Foo Fighters.
What?
Yeah. And they don't even have a new drummer yet, sadly.
Wow.
Can we get Dave Grohl to come in for an interview?
Let's work on it. I mean, he's going to be in Milwaukee.
I mean, come on. We're Max Inc.
I
here.
I know.
We got Terry Barr
and Rocker.
Terry obviously has some spies in the right places out there.
Come on, Dave Grohl.
Okay, so that's really, really cool, and more details are about to be announced. Let's see. Have you heard about this? The Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In Joliet on Main Street, cutest little old Main Street. They kept an old building. I know it's not Wisconsin, but it's almost Wisconsin because
close
we talk
enough.
About Cheap Trick, Rockford all the time. Yeah. Of course, Rick Nielsen, guitar player from Cheap Trick, was there to turn on the lights and open up this new Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It looks super, super cool. Look them up online because they've got... I don't know where they've been keeping it, but they have so much old history about musicians from Illinois, and in particular, Rockford and Chicago.
Plus, you can say hi to Julia Jake.
All right, you got me on that one. Woo! Who's Julia Jake?
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I wasn't even thinking about that. Okay, you got me.
Jake
Good
and Elwood.
One. Good one on that. Okay, sad news. But I have heard that some employees might be stepping in. Funk's Pub in Madison, basically Fitchburg. You know, COVID, and then they bought the space next door and remodeled it. We've all gone to shows there since. It's a great space, but the Funks just put up a post saying we can't make it. We just can't make it.
Jeff's a hell of a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
You know, I was telling Terry offline here that when Jeff, you know, right when he was building the venue part is when the lockdowns came. And when they were giving aid to live music venues, you may have heard that live music venues were getting help back during the lockdowns. He wasn't eligible because he couldn't show like how many tickets he had sold in the previous year because it was a brand new venue. Brand new, spanking new. He had to close. It was never even opened. It was closed for a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of, you know, one of those stories about somebody who got, you know, kinda fell through the holes.
Exactly. He has some people running it. They may try to take it beyond just running it. But if you love Funks, you can go there this weekend. They still have a very limited food menu. And get this. I mean, this is how much people like Funks, the family, and Jeff. Everybody who's working this weekend is working for free.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? So if you can stop at Funks, do it this weekend.
Funks Pub.
Yeah. Okay, 7,000 Apart, a band we introduced you to last summer. I had the chance to interview them from Green Bay. The young lady, part of this duo, I guess I should qualify this by saying the gentleman is from Green Bay. She's from Sweden. They have moved back to Sweden. And they are killing their music career out there. They are doing amazing. They just put up a video, again, 7,000 apart, as in 7,000 apart. They put up a music video, how to make money in the music industry, and how we made $60,000 last year.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and they're giving away all they know for free. And they're like 22, 25 years old, you know?
Wow.
They're doing something right, yeah.
That's an amazing story.
Isn't that terrific? So yeah, check them out. The music is great. We are going to leave Bar Notes with 7,000 Apart.
My daddy said people fall out of love too easy. He said that right before he left my mom. He said there are a million possibilities in life to try, but me getting back with her isn't one. I could scream from the mountainside till stars fall down from the sky. Scream over the oceans and still doubt belong together. Will I be strong enough to stand with you? Strong enough to pull through the hard times, the hard times. Always waiting for that implosion. I didn't believe there was one person. That love is simple. That loving isn't hard to do at all. She said there's only one possibility when you found your angel. Don't let go, keep holding on. Will I be strong enough to stand with you? I didn't believe there was one person to love through all the hard times, the hard times. I didn't believe until I found you. You. It's been 7 years since the day. Still as happy as the first time. ocean. Now I know there is one person for me to love through all the hard times, the hard times. But I didn't believe until I found you, you. Until I found you.
Listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.